Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
So Kristen had a challenge for us, our prank challenge that had to be concluded by the end of Halloween.
It was our Halloween prank wars.
From where I'm standing right now, everybody achieved it. Is that correct? No?
Nope.
No.
I didn't.
Okay, let's go through these. Kristen, you want to take us through these?
Yes. So I think the first one that was done, and it was done beautifully, was Abby drew my name in the Halloween prank war, and she did it in epic fashion on air.
So we all created Feet Finder accounts. And then I went to Kristen's profile, and Kristen has a plethora of feet photos. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to know how much I made off Kristen's feet pictures?
Yeah.
Do you want to guess?
$240.
I was literally thinking $250. I'm going $250.
It's way higher.
You're lying.
No, you can buy a new pair of Louboutins.
$800?
More.
No. Abby, you're so full of it.
More.
Are we at $3,000?
$3,200.
You're lying.
Yes.
Okay, so you're emailing me the photo that got the most hits?
Yes.
Oh, my. You just got pranked, bitch.
Well played.
Thank you.
Very well played. Had us all.
Yeah. I am so glad that worked out. I was sitting here. I was like, this is either going to be the dumbest. They're going to laugh in my face, or it is going to be epic. So I'm so glad it is the latter.
It is epic. Nothing's too dumb for this show. Don't ever think that.
And you sold it so well.
I'm not a good liar.
Yes, like, you are.
Well, yes. I beg to differ.
You're lying about that.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Then the next one happened yesterday during the show. Somebody was a little last minute, but he attempted to get in his prank. Bert had Mo in the Halloween prank wars.
What am I doing?
It's Halloween hot takes. No,
this was my prank on you.
Just getting me to start the break and I know what I'm doing.
Yes.
That's so messed up.
I picked you in the prank challenge. Today was the last day. I didn't have anything.
Yeah, something.
That's the only thing I could think
of. At the buzzer?
It's like you had no idea what was coming, so I just pointed to you. You had nothing.
What am I doing?
That's so mean.
We were all just like, He must have read the schedule.
Right? I looked again.
Nope, it was last minute prank.
Got it.
All right. I'm off the board.
Yep.
So just a little behind the scenes, sometimes off the air, right before we go on, I'll say to Kristen, like, hey, this is your break about blank, or I'll say, to Abby, this is your break about blank, and Mo wasn't on the schedule. So when the mics went on, I just pointed to him to start talking about a personal story that he didn't have ready to go.
I was so mad at myself, too, because full transparency, I knew you had me. I waited for it the entire time. I kept waiting for the moment when I'm like, I know Bird is going to prank me. And it came, and I wasn't prepared. I didn't see it happening. I'm so mad I missed that.
All right. And then, because again, yesterday was the last day to get the prank in. So throughout the show, you might have noticed I was absent a lot because we did our blind Halloween candy taste test. So that was taking up a lot of my time. But also in the midst of that, I was back there in the phone screening room. And I got to give a shout out, little hat tip to Messy Mikey. He went and got me some roller banner. And then I wrote on a piece of roller banner, honk and flip me off. And then he and I ran downstairs after the show. You might have seen me walk out saying I had to use the bathroom. I was not using the bathroom. I was downstairs in the parking lot adhering this sign to the front of Bert's Bronco that says, honk and flip me off.
Bang, 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 bang.
I was so proud of myself.
And the way I park every day, I park in a spot that is facing the other way, so I wouldn't see it.
It's right up against a railing. So I had this, like, I was thinking everything out, and I'm like, you can't put it on the back, you can't put it on the side, because he walks towards the passenger side and then walks around and gets in on. But I'm like, but the front is wide open for taking. So I squeezed in between that railing in the front of your car. I went and got zip ties yesterday. yesterday so I could zip tie this thing to your to the front. I was a little worried about overheating, but we left some space to make sure that wasn't going to happen. And then it's one of those that you just, you're not going to be able to see the results, and you're just going to have to sit back and let it take its course. And I'm like, and Mikey's like, you sure he's not going to see this? And I'm like, I've known the man for 13 years. He's not going to see this.
Did you? And you said what the sign was?
Yeah, the sign on the front said, honk and flip me off.
So I didn't notice it until, in fact, I didn't even notice it when I got home. The garage came up and Amanda went outside to like do something and she saw the front of my car and she's like, have you seen what's on the front of your car? I had no idea. So I left the radio station yesterday, had a couple of errands to run, including voting. So I didn't hear any of the honks. No? And I didn't see anybody flipping me off. So it's possible that they did, but yeah. I didn't associate it with my car. But you got me.
But you got.
But I got done.
Bang, 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 bang. All right, Mo.
Huh?
You had Abby.
Yeah, I did. And so, okay. Uh-huh. This is an elaborate thing. Y'all got to know this about me. I overthink everything, and I lose my excitement about things very quickly. Okay, so I didn't know how to get Abby. And I went to Katie and I went to Jackson for some help. I was like, I don't know how to prank Abby. I need your help. And I couldn't think of anything solid. I just couldn't find it. So I had this elaborate plan because my parents were in town and I was talking to my dad. And my dad goes to a lot of concerts with Sierra all the time. And normally when he does, he can sometime bring a plus one. And if you go with him, then you can go backstage, meet everybody, kick it with the artists and all of these things. So I found out that Russell Wilson, who, if you don't know, my dad is head of security for Russell Wilson and Sierra, wanted to go see Taylor Swift. So I came up with this thing of, if I can convince my dad to say that he will take Abby to the Taylor Swift concert to Canada in November, then that was going to be my prank.
That would have been mean.
But I was overthinking it because I was like, it's so mean that I think this is actually too much.
I think you might have been right.
I
don't know,
man. I thought
man.
It was so mean.
She's such a big Taylor Swift fan.
She's
to
in
have
the
that.
Room.
Can I be honest? I saw it on the schedule, and I immediately thought, that's a prank.
Really?
So that's what happened was I went to Katie, and I was like, I think one is too mean, and two, I don't think she'll fall for it. I think it's almost too good.
Yeah.
So
it's
then,
too good to be true.
That's what I was
thinking. Yeah.
So then Katie was like, nah, I think you could do it. Just try it. So I was like, all right, I'm going to try it, and I'm going to try to do it in pieces. I'm going to try to do it like, all right, I'm going to try to set it up first with my dad. I don't know if it's going to happen. And then the prank was going to be having my dad say, nah, I was able to do it. I was able to pull it off. But when I put it on the schedule as the tease it was, which I thought was such a great tease, and I saw it on the schedule, I was like, if we do it, we do it. But if somehow it doesn't make it on the schedule or we don't talk about it, to me, that was the universe's way of saying the prank was too mean, let it go. So I was like, I guess I'm supporting BBA. I'm letting it go. Since it didn't get out, I'm not doing it.
It did. It got pushed. We pushed it.
Oh, it did? What was it on the schedule as?
I might have a way to give Abby the greatest Christmas gift of all time, and she will owe me for the rest of her life.
Ah, how the hell did I push that off the schedule?
That's what I was wondering. Right. I was like, it must not be meant to be.
But then the real prank was I saw it on the schedule for today, and I was like, maybe I'm meeting Taylor Swift.
So the deal was that now you owe First Big Adventure $100 because you didn't pull off your prank.
Exactly that.
Okay, money well spent.
Yes, sir.
The Burt Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.